Hello and welcome to the FV English podcast, your one-stop shop for Venezuelan football in English, bringing you fortnightly episodes dedicated to the Venezuelan league, the national teams and the myriad of Venezuelan players around the world.
Welcome back to the FV English podcast after a short unplanned break as things ramped up in intensity and busyness as the Liga FV season drew to a close and Jose Maria Mor guided Metropolitanos in their 10th year of existence to their first ever Liga FV title, guaranteeing them group stage football for 2023 in the Copa Libertadores. But today, we are happy to tell you from the national team camp in Dubai ahead of friendlies against Panama and Syria, we were lucky enough to speak to Liga FV champion and Toulon tournament runner-up, centre-back Andres Ferro. It's Ferro's first call-up to the senior national team after an excellent individual season in which, as we said, guided Metropolitanos from defence alongside Jean Fuentes, both of which were in the Liga FV team of the season, to their first ever title. Jose Maria Mor, the head coach, has been in charge of the capital city side for 4 years, and Ferro has been a key part, one of very few players that were named in the very first matchday squad of Jose Maria Mor back at the 2019 season opener, and played the full 120 minutes plus penalties in the Liga FV grand final a couple of weeks ago. The first thing we had to ask Ferro was how does he feel to now surely be achieving a childhood dream in getting a senior national team call up and playing alongside players that he grew up watching, players such as Thomas Rincon, who's now in Italy and has had an extensive career in Europe, the national team captain, Salomon Rondon, now of Everton, but previously of Newcastle, West Brom, Malaga, Zenit St. Petersburg, to name a few, the national team record goal scorer. So that's what we did. The first question we put to Ferro, how has it been?
Yes, I think that they have to be thankful because not everyone have the possibility to share and to learn about these huge players. Everyone that makes life in here in the senior national team has been and lived all this process. And I think that they have an incredible career, all of them. And I have to take advantage because, as I say, not everyone has that possibility to hear, to learn. And yes, obviously, hear about them because I want to play at the best leagues in Europe, and some of them already did that. And some of them are right now playing in the best leagues in the world. And for me, obviously, it's incredible because for every kid and for me, since I was a kid, it was a dream come true. And yes, I think that I'm blessed because not everyone has the privilege to be in here.
It's been an excellent individual season for Andres Ferro. Ferro, the son of the club president who has been playing for Metropolitanos ever since he was a kid. And after a couple of fantastic seasons in which they qualified for the Copa Sudamericana for the first time and then the second time, and Ferro got called up, like I said, for the Toulon tournament, the famous youth tournament, the Maurice Réveillon tournament held in France, reaching the finals where they sadly lost to France 2-1 after taking the lead. Ferro taking a penalty in the knockout stages to get them to the final in the first place. It's been a fantastic year. He was in the team of the team of the season in Liga FV. He was in the team of the tournament for Toulon. And all round, a year of incredible growth and ultimately recognition, not just in Venezuela, but overseas. So one of the things that we had to ask Ferro was, how do you reflect on such a season at such a young age, 21 years old, and so much achieved in the past couple of years?
Well, first of all, thanks for the opportunity to express myself. And yes, as you say, Metropolitanos is a young team that is growing up every day. We are doing the things right, and the things are changing in compared to previous years. We have to be very thankful for this year. I saw the first years of the club, and I remember when the club was fighting for not getting into the second division, fighting for the last places of the table. And nowadays I can say that Metropolitanos have achieved 3 international competitions in a row, 1 title in this year, 2022. And well, for me individually, has been one of the greatest years in my career, in my short career, because first, I have achieved the Conmebol Libertadores with the team of my life, with the team that I love, the colors that I will respect for the rest of my life, and the Torneo Maurice Revelo. I think that was one of the best experiences I have ever lived in all my life and in my career, because I learned a lot. I play against great soccer players from France, from Mexico, from Colombia, and I learned a lot in that tournament. That was my first international competition with the national team, and anything of that could be possible if my teammates and my coaches of Metropolitanos helped me to be a better person and a better soccer player. And thanks for them, because they were there for me every time and every moment that I need them.
Andres Ferro was in Jose Maria Mor's first match day squad at the beginning of the 2019 season, and as I said earlier in the podcast, was one of the players to not only have been in that first day match day squad, but was also in the grand finale squad when Metropolitanos beat Monagas on penalties to win their first ever league title after a 1-1 draw, both of those goals coming in extra time. Over those 4 years, Jose Maria Mor's success at Metropolitanos has been incredible, with constant progress and year-on-year end-of-season performances better than the last. 2 Copa Sudamericana qualifications has now been topped, with a Copa Libertadores qualification and, of course, the Liga Footvey title. That hints towards and definitely points towards some form of success that's been linked to consistency. We often see, particularly in your managers, get not much time at all to imprint their ideas and allow them to take hold. The turnover is incredibly high. The average lifespan of managers incredibly low. But we have seen with Jose Maria Mor, given time, a coach can get across their ideas and build an identity. So what we wanted to ask Ferro was, what does he believe the identity of Metropolitanos Football Club is on and off the pitch?
Yes, I think that Metro have been on a great journey since Jose Maria Mor arrived the club. Since the first train with him, it changed the things in a better way, and we have to be thankful, because not everyone does what he has done in his short career, because he is also a young coach. And achieving 3 international competitions and 1 title, all of that in 5 years of career, that is incredible. I think that since the first day of training, he injected us the winning DNA, the positive mentality of never giving up, fighting until the end and until the final whistle. I think that is the key code for achieving those goals in the past of the years with Professor Jose Maria, and we have to be thankful for that.
With that success comes a slight amount of pressure, and bigger than that, expectation. When you have season upon season of growth where each year was better than the last, but then you win the Liga Footvey title, what comes next? How does a team keep itself motivated, and what's the next What's the next ambition for the club? Obviously, Copa Libertadores football is a fantastic achievement and the first in their history. And I'll emphasise a 10-year history. They are a very young club. But for a Venezuelan side to do well in continental football is a massive, massive ask. The step up from winning a league title to perhaps getting out of the group stage of the Copa Libertadores is arguably a bigger achievement and harder to do. A season of Liga Footvey, of course, is 30 to 36 games long as it stands, and you need that consistency over a nine-month period, whereas a Copa Libertadores group stage is only six games long. But when you're coming up against top teams from Brazil and from Argentina in particular, and then throwing into the mix league champions from Ecuador, Colombia, Paraguay, Peru, it becomes a large ask. So what are Metropolitanos' next steps? Where does Ferro think they can go from here?
Yes, the next step for Metropolitanos obviously is playing the Copa Libertadores, but we have more responsibility because we are the champions of Venezuela and we have to show the people why we are the champions. I think that the next step is that Metropolitanos have to put the Venezuelan name as the highest as we can in the Copa Libertadores, take the competition as it is, the greatest competition for the clubs in all South America, and enjoying it. I think that's the word that identifies us, enjoying the games, enjoying the competition, because it's going to be our first competition in Copa Libertadores. And I think that for me, it's going to be an honor to be the first one with all my teammates of being part of the history of being the first team to play Copa Libertadores for Metropolitano Football Club.
Getting out of the Copa Libertadores group stage will be hard. It isn't something that is often achieved whatsoever. And similarly in the Copa Sudamericana, Deportivo Táchira finished third in their Copa Libertadores group stage this season, which took them into the next round of the Sudamericana. They won their first knockout game there, but then lost their second. It is some time now since Caracas reached the quarterfinals of the Copa Libertadores. So what I wanted to ask Ferro was, what does he think is missing from Venezuelan football teams or from the approach that they can take to the tournament to enable a Venezuelan side to get to the final stages of either the Copa Libertadores or the Copa Sudamericana?
Yes, it's very complicated for Venezuelan teams to compete in Libertadores or in Sudamericana, but I think that it's not impossible, you know. What I believe that is missing, or what we need to reach a quarterfinal or even a semifinal of either competition, is the positive mentally. I think that believing in the work, in the daily work, believing in the process, believing in the hard work, believing in yourself, in your teammates, in your coaches, and not feeling less than the other teams, you know? Sometimes when you play against the Brazilians or the Argentinian teams, the game hasn't started and you're feeling like you're less. And I think you don't have to do that, you know, because they are people, as same as we are. And I think that is to believe in ourselves, to believe that we can beat them, to believe that we can reach that, and yes, to enjoy the moment, not feeling pressure. And I think that is very important. I think that we have great players in the Venezuelan league that can compete in the rest of the world as the other teams of other countries are. And we demonstrate that in Mauricio Rebelo, you know. There were many players in that squad that Venezuela left for that tournament, and most of the players were doing life in Liga Footvey, and we compete until the end with great countries as it was France, Mexico, Colombia, and I think that we did it in a good way, you know, and that's the better example. We need to believe. We need to believe in the world. We need to believe in ourselves, and do a great paper in those competitions. We cannot be afraid of Argentinians or afraid of Brazilians, because they are people as we are.
On top of a fantastic season at club level with Metropolitanos, Ferro enjoyed success with the youth national team at the Toulon tournament, the Maurice Ravelo tournament, the most prestigious invite-only youth tournament in the world. It was Venezuela's first participation, and they made it all the way to the final. Impressively, you know, across their journey there, coming up against the likes of Mexico, of Colombia, and France themselves in the final, where they took the lead. Venezuela took the lead through Telasco Segovia before going down to 10 men in the second half and unfortunately losing 2-1. But it was a fantastic debut at the tournament, and hopefully Venezuela become regular attendees. But what we wanted to ask of Ferro was, how did he find the level of the tournament compared to what he's used to in Venezuela, and what that experience was like for him as a player to live alongside friends and colleagues? Because similarly, alongside Ferro were other Metropolitanos former players that he grew up alongside, such as Abraham Bahachili and Dani Perez. Dani Perez, as we will remind you, playing his football in Europe for the B team, the second team of Club Bruges. They signed him back at the beginning of 2021, and Ferro was reunited with those two former teammates, and alongside them, a heavy presence of Liga Footvay players. This wasn't a team packed full of young Venezuelan players making their lives overseas. It was very balanced between locally based players and players playing in the youth ranks of teams in Europe. So this is how Ferro responded.
Well, yes, obviously for me, playing at the Maurice Ravelo in France with the Venezuelan national team U23 is one of the greatest things ever happened to me in my whole life. I have to be very thankful, because living that experience for me was great, was incredible, was unforgettable also, and it's difficult to forget it. You know, playing against good players from other teams, from other countries, as it was France or Mexico, Colombia, they have great players playing in leagues of first division in countries like England from the Premier League, France in the League One, and Spain, La Liga. There are great players that I play against, and well, I learn a lot also, you know, from those players. I learn a lot. I think that it was an amazing experience, but that's in the past now. I'm thinking in the future. I'm thinking on being in the senior national team, and preparing for being in the 2026 World Cup.
One thing that surprised me, or one thing that was notable in the run-up to the Toulon tournament, or the Maurice Ravelo tournament as it's now known, is sort of how little was known about it amongst Venezuelan football fans or the Venezuelan football community, and perhaps not a true appreciation or understanding of just how prestigious this tournament is. It's a tournament that is well scouted by clubs across Europe, that many players from outside of Europe or in lesser European leagues often get to showcase themselves and resultingly get signed by top European clubs. For example, a French striker from this tournament, Mara, ended up being signed by Premier League side Southampton. Argentina, one of their players, has ended up being signed by Manchester United. He's gone on to already play alongside Cristiano Ronaldo and score his debut goal for the club. This tournament can make players' careers, change young players' minds about their direction, their future, and change the pathway that they are going to be taking in football. So what we wanted to know from Ferro was he aware of the importance of the tournament beforehand, and how did he prepare himself for this?
Yes, obviously for me it was very clear the importance of the tournament before Venezuela's participation was confirmed. Obviously, I asked about it, I searched about it, and everybody told me that in that ages, this was one of the best tournaments in the whole world for national teams, and we assume it as it is. I think that we didn't care about the agents, we didn't care about the scouts. For us, was very clear the homework. Enjoy it as it is, reaching and rising up the Venezuelan player's name as high as we can, and I think that we did it. We showed the world that every Venezuela player can play in whatever the league they want, and the best leagues in the world, Premier League, League One, Bundesliga, La Liga, because we play against those players, and I think they didn't show us that they are better than us. We showed the world that we are as the same as they are, and I think that we reached the goal.
It's been a fantastic season for Fado, as we have said throughout this podcast, and as speaks for itself, but we will go over it one more time. Liga Footvay Team of the Year, Toulon Tournament Team of the Year, and he was recognised individually for the Revelation Player of the Tournament from outside of Europe, Champion of Liga Footvay at the age of 21, and now finishing it all up with a call up to the national team, the senior national team. And hopefully, after you've listened to this podcast, or depending on when you listen to it afterwards, he would have made his senior national team debut, be it against Panama or Syria. And even if he does not, the experience that he would have lived this week alongside the likes of Thomas Rincon, Salomon Rondon, senior Venezuelan national team players with vast experience, players making their life in MLS such as Josef Martinez and Jose El Brujo Martinez and more. It is going to be a year that he will remember for the rest of his life. But what does the rest of his life hold? What are Fado's dreams and ambitions? And that is how we will wrap up today's podcast, with Fado's thoughts for his future.
Obviously, for me, it's easy to say that this 2022 has been the best year of my career. But thanks God, I'm not a shy person, and I will work every day to get better things in my future, to get more championships, to get more senior calls. This year for me has been great. Obviously, getting into the Maurice Revelos, playing the Copa Sudamericana in first two seasons with Jose Maria, then reaching the 100 games with my team, getting the championship, the title, and being in the best 11 players of the season in the Maurice Revelo, and then in the Liga Footvay, and now being called by the senior national team. Obviously for me it's been the great year of my life, but as I say, I'm going to work every day harder for getting better things, because I'm not a shy person. My ambitions and my dreams are to play in the best leagues in the world, in Europe, because there is where the best teams in the world are. My family believe in me, my girlfriend, my teammates, my family in Metropolitanos, my coaches, and I have to be thankful with all them, because they have been with me since the beginning. And the most important thing is that I believe in myself. And I will train and work hard every day for getting better things in my life, in my career, because I show the world that the Venezuelan players are important, that the Venezuelan players can play in those leagues, in the better leagues in the world, in the best teams in the world. And I'm going to be one of them, I'm sure, and I will work for it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Footvay English podcast. Like I said in the opener, we will have a few more excellent episodes for you between now and the end of the calendar year, including our Liga Footvay 2022 season review, where I'll be joined by Dominic Bisogno and Kevin Vivas to dissect the season that we have witnessed. And for the first time, we are asking for your support. We would love to continue the Footvay English podcast into 2023 for another year. But we are looking for sponsorship. So if you would like to sponsor the Footvay English podcast, Liga Footvay's only English language podcast, please do get in touch. The cost is low and I'm sure you will appreciate what we have to offer you. Until next time, goodbye.